Welcome to the Winners and Losers radio program, broadcasting from the Red Caboose studio in Bolivar, West Virginia. That's right, Bolivar. Yeah, it's the place you always wanted to be. Should be called Bolivar, or pronounced Bolivar, but because it was named after Simon Bolivar, Bolivar, a liberator in much of the Americas, and widely, approved of as the republics moved on and colonialism faded. That took quite a while, but I'm not sure it's gone yet completely. We have what they call neo-colonialism. That's where you own all the property, you own all the decisive property in a country, but you don't, you don't call it, your colony. You just call it an ally. it makes things work great. I think Karen is tuned in here. Let me get my thing on here. Here we go. Now I'm at the beach.
I'm late for work.
You're late for work. Your dogs are agitated. They're going on strike.
I've been up. I just forgot about our new schedule.
Well, so. I almost forgot about it myself, but I decided, what the hell. But I was supposed to go work out, but I can't drive this early in the morning because it's too dark. So I'm not. So I got to figure out another plan for that. But, hopefully I'll get to it before, to come and take me to the nursing home and all that
stuff. Yeah, well, I got back to working out 2 days ago and I can't walk. So good luck.
I know. Yeah, the older you get, the harder the startup is. Right. I didn't think that was going to be that tough.
My mom used to say, exercise makes me tired.
Right. I think, yes. Well, I should mention that Carol and I, most people in the family are headed back up north for Thanksgiving, but we're not. We decided we were going to stay here. So we said, well, why don't we go out to eat and get, one of the nicer restaurants. So we called the Bavarian.
Mm-hmm.
But the only meal you can get on Thanksgiving starts there. Everybody, it's booked up. It's 7:30. Now, who wants to have Thanksgiving dinner at 7:30 at night?
Right.
I mean, there's no time. I mean, there's not going to be any football game afterwards.
No, and half of us are on our way to bed at 7:30.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's we're usually gone by 7:30 actually. So. I don't know what we're going to do. We might have to go.
I'd invite you over, but, I'm actually going to travel for once. It's a kind of an odd, my first Thanksgiving without my mom. And,
right.
So I have been invited by my son-in-law, my new son-in-law's family, to go up to Canaan Valley. So
cool. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I'm just going to go for, a 24-hour period because I have a lot of animals to take care of over holidays. I'm usually working a lot. So,
right.
Well, yeah, I have a helper who's going to cover Thanksgiving so that I can get away for 24 hours.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
It is nice.
I was talking to? Oh, do you know Andrea? She runs a pet sitting operation. Well, actually, she has a whole clinic. What do they call it?
Like residential grooming salon or something?
Oh yeah, she does that too.
Yes, I do know.
Tri-state pet sitting. I think they call. She's a good friend of Ben's. She and her husband both are good friends. We usually celebrate Ben's birthday by having a steak night with them. I don't know, but but she's had terrible struggle with cancer, and
Oh.
And she's still in her 30s, you know, big struggle with breast cancer, but she's doing okay. I mean, she's been through the worst of the treatments and everything, but anyway, we were thinking about what they were doing. I was kidding. But I don't know.
You were thinking about crashing their house?
No, we were thinking about having them over doing something, because she's been through such a big struggle. But I don't know. Their kids are, what, like 5 and 8 now? Something like that.
That breaks my heart. Breaks my heart.
Yeah.
That's a tough one.
Right. So there was that. Yeah, but we think about the things to be thankful for. Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
We're not living in Gaza, you know, so that's good. There's no hospital to go to now.
It's Thanksgiving's my favorite holiday, and they seem to get more and more poignant every Thanksgiving. Yes, you reflect on who you've lost and what you've lost and how grateful to be for what you have. And, you know, I do at least.
And then there's forward progress. I mean, you have, you know, another family member married. That's, we'll assume that's a forward step.
Oh, in my case, it's wonderful. I'm very excited and blessed on that one.
All right. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Well, we hope and same in our family. I think our niece got married finally. That was interesting. To the to an Indian man.
Nice.
Very nice guy. You know, very very interesting. Especially interesting as his family came over from India, and his father and mother and two sisters, I think. And he has a brother that also is already here, going to school, Texas A&M, someplace in engineering. But
oh, nice.
Turns out Indian students in the United States are increasing at a very fast rate. People got the money, send their kids over here to, you know, pay the full tariff. The university doesn't have to give them a scholarship.
Sure. And a lot of corporations pay for them, kind of, you know, hand select their future workforce and send them here for education. I know that one of my daughter and son-in-law's best friend, well, actually their very best friend from college, from WVU, was sent to WVU by the Saudi energy company.
Of course.
I forget what it's called. Oil company. Right. So he got his chemical engineering degree at WVU, you know, but the deal was he had to go back and, you know, work for them. But he became part of the family. I mean, Turkey is a great friend, and he's Saudi, and we have very open discussions about politics and everything else and how he feels about kind of, you know, being not quite
in a kingdom.
Owned,
he's in the kingdom
by his government, but he is strongly led. His decisions in life are strongly led by his heritage.
Yeah, well I was gonna remark that the highest number of foreign students is has been for a long time people from China, but that's in, what do you call it, decline, but it's interesting, you know, there's two different versions of why that's happening, and I think the Chinese one is probably closer to the truth, because what's really happening is the Chinese universities have gotten better and better and better as they have advanced, and also, you know, the jobs situation in Shenzhen, that's the big high tech, like the Silicon Valley area of China. And they're offering American comp sci graduates, you know, not a lot of cash, but everything else is paid for. Everything.
that's completely. That's appealing.
And you know, you're housing, you're this, you're transport, you got cars, if you get a car if you want one, all this other stuff. And if, as long as you come over and help, you know, teach computer science or English for technical, you know, whatever, they'll cover it. And it was interesting. I just talked to a guy who has graduated from University of Massachusetts in Western Mass. He's headed over there.
Oh, really?
Well, you know, he's 21. He doesn't have. He's going to get a lot of experience. He knows. He studied Chinese when he was. For some reason, when he was, he doesn't have any family in China, but he could take China, apparently Chinese in the Western Mass High School, so he did, and so he won't be completely numb going over there. He was telling me, you know, as I'm not that good, I'm okay hearing someone, the teacher, you know, over here, and a few
people. That's interesting. My friend's son was offered. Chinese as a language requirement and took it. And I think more and more areas that have schools that that are doing, you know, tech and you know, kind of jobs in that sector are offering Mandarin and Chinese as language offerings. Yeah, and he went to China for a year. Now he's working for Elon Musk out in Seattle, but
right.
He might need to speak Chinese for that too. I don't know.
SpaceX one is he working for Twitter or X or working for the Tesla?
SpaceX, you know? SpaceX.
Oh, you can't argue with that guy's. You know, I mean, he's started two or three different industries. Mm-hmm. Actually, the OpenAI. Thing that's making all the waves now was, I think he was one of the initial funders of it, but
yeah.
He wanted to take it in house, and you know the people running OpenAI were mostly ex Google people, and they didn't really they started this because they wanted to have it open. They didn't really want it to be, but it exploded, right? And so. Guess who came in and offered him $10 billion? Not going to buy you, just invest in you.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Gates.
Yeah. Open and exploded are two very different scenarios.
Well, I mean, and so immediately they get, you know, in exchange for the $10 billion, they get to use the OpenAI chat, but it's called large language model. For their own search engine, which will end up making their search engine being competitive with Google.
Right.
So, but the interesting thing is that, you know, most of this West Coast stuff around AI is, it's, looks like it's centered a lot around Stanford University. And the guy running it at Stanford, Stephen Ng, was the founder, I think, of Google Brain, which was Google's first AI project that they had. And so he's also, in a way, but he's been a full professor at Stanford the whole time. Same thing happened with Google's got the top computer scientist at MIT. He's like, they gave him a lot of money. He's doing their bot called, I think it's called Llama. And llama. I wish I had a llama. I don't know. Anyway,
I have a Google question for you. I'm glad you're using that. You might be able to answer this because I think, well, I could say hands down, you're a little more tech savvy than I. I'll give you that one. So I was planning on using part of my. The time between now and, you know, the Thanksgiving holiday, because I keep getting, it's threatening to me because I hold on to my pictures and my content. I'm a little bit unorganized on electronic content. Like, I have my kids' baby boxes and pictures all organized in photo
Right.
albums. I'm a little bit of a dinosaur with the tangible things, but I keep getting this notification that Google's going to start deleting content as of December 1st. I guess they're running out of space or something. So if
Is
I
a
buy more
photo
content,
content. Photo content.
photo, yeah. So
Well, they're
I
not gonna.
either have to start deleting my own or I can buy more storage.
You know, I saw a story on that. Let me look it up and get back to you on that. Okay, I can
Yeah,
answer your
do
question
because it
because
was a little confusing and then it
I
made me really sad. I'm like, oh, there's stuff I
right.
don't want to. I have videos of my mom and you know.
You should, when you log into Google, I think they usually at some point on the screen tell you how much a space you have left on your.
Yeah,
I
they
think you have up to
do, and
15 gigabytes, right?
I
15.
know, and I've used it, and they keep
Oh, you've
threatening
used.
that I'm
Oh,
out of
okay. Oh,
space.
I see. Okay. Well.
And I'd rather buy more space than have to clean
Yeah,
it
you can.
all
Well, I'm
up.
sure you can buy more space.
Okay.
Yes, I'm sure you can do that. Whether,
Okay.
yeah, you might
I'll
find.
figure it out.
I mean, other places on the cloud. There might be other places on the cloud where you could store it cheaper, but
I knew
I
you were
don't
going to
know.
say something like that. That
But I don't
just
know.
makes no sense to me.
Right.
I'm like, where is this cloud? Which one is it? I want to see it. Is it a cumulus? Is it?
Well, it's whoever has a giant data center and or more than, you know, like Microsoft and Google both have data centers all over the world now, and they have them, you know, networked very. Oh my God, it's a nightmare to even think about.
Isn't
But
there one down in Northern Virginia, or are they building one of those
oh, there's a
huge
huge one,
data
and
centers? Yeah,
there's a
yeah.
big one in Northern Virginia. There's a lot of them. There really are. And
Yeah.
they're all over the world. So Australia has at least three giant ones. I know China has their own, which are very big.
Right.
You know, they're all. Yeah,
I'll figure that one out. I guess I've got
yeah, but I think
what,
you'll yeah, I'm sure you can
10
ping for
days?
it. I don't know how much, but I'll look it up. That's an interesting question.
Okay.
You ran over your
Yeah,
15 gig.
I've just been noticing it and I'm like, I better not ignore that.
You know, when I was working for Microsoft, one of the rules was is that you're supposed to you delete any email over a year old. And if you don't, the company will do it.
Really? Just for a storage
No,
purpose or what?
legal purposes. Anything in the, you know,
Interesting.
they want to destroy any communications they don't have absolute control over. And of course I mean, in theory, they do have control over corporate email, you know, in their corporation, okay? But the actual job of finding out whether people are saying things in their emails they shouldn't, or saying false things, or true things that they would rather not have said or whatever. That's a huge job. How are you going to do that? Okay. Who are you going to trust to do that? Because when they start,
Right.
you're going to hire somebody. I want you to look through everybody's emails, and the first question they're going to ask is, well, how about yours, Mr. Gates? Do
Yeah.
we
Yeah.
are we allowed to look at yours? No. Well,
That just sounds
is
terrible.
anybody else excluded on the list? Okay, and so you start. Well, you know, of course, with Gates, he never trusted his VPs, you know, at all, really. And
Well,
it was a.
it's interesting because I have, oh my gosh, I have really old emails and but they come in handy sometimes.
I know, Carol.
I
Well, Carol, yeah.
often have people like my neighbor who bought my old house, you know, years ago. She needed something from my original permit application that I put through
Right.
Jefferson County. So one night I just started searching and you know I found all the documents she needed from like 11 years ago.
Right. 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 Yeah. Well, I think
She's
Carol
like,
was
oh
looking the
my
other,
gosh, how many emails are in your inbox?
I think Carol was looking for some certification document that she, that, you know, in the federal government, you got to have all kinds of certifications to be able to review
Right.
funding projects, right? Obviously, you know. So anyway, so she found it, 2-year-old couple, 2-year-old email. She found it, but she was,
Oh yeah,
you
I
know.
do it all the time, but mine are older than that.
Because the
I
federal
have
government, I
to.
think, has a 2-year. I don't know what their limit. It probably varies by what department you're in, I'm sure. But all these corporations, because they started, Microsoft got sued by everybody, you know, justly in some cases. But they got sued by everybody, and so, you know, the company, just lawyers, just as a defensive thing, get rid of those emails. God knows, somebody files subpoenas. They want to see everything going back 10 years. I mean,
Yeah, I guess I don't have a guilty conscience. Yeah,
there's always, there's always.
I could find the first email from when I bought my first stagecoach.
Right. Along with the horses. Yeah, right.
Exactly, the
You know,
trade,
and
the
yeah, is it,
handshake agreement.
by the way, is there a buggy whip repair joint anywhere around anymore? No. You have to go to Turkey to find a buggy whip repair jobs. I remember reading in 1900 or 2 or 3, right before Henry Ford came out with his Model D or whatever, 1904,
Right.
5, that there were almost 300,000 people in the United States working on buggies, repairs,
Oh,
making
wow.
them, maintaining them, fixing them, you know. And they disappeared, just like the mugworts in the mudworts in Harper's Ferry.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Stonewall came and drove them out. They were all Union sympathizers.
How is Harper's Ferry doing? Speaking of Harper's Ferry.
Well, I don't know. You can't get there from Maryland
Right.
now,
That's kind of
so
my point. Yeah.
there's not much going on. Well, actually, there was a huge crowd, well, last weekend. There was
I
a
was wondering
festival of
about
some
that.
sort. There was huge. The town was just loaded, but they were all
Oh, good.
coming.
So people are still making the
Well,
destination
they
trip.
were all coming from West Virginia or North. They weren't coming from, you know, DC as much, you know, because you just,
Right.
it's a real, you got to go all the way up to Shepherdstown, cross, and if you're at rush hour, that backup is all the way to Sharpsburg.
Oh, I know.
And it's a mess.
Yeah, the other day it was all the way back to Sharpsburg Elementary to get into Shepherdstown.
Right.
It was about
Because
an
there's,
hour
well, I
trip
mean,
into
you got two
Shepherdstown.
4-way stops coming right in on the bridge, at the end of the bridge, right? So what else can you do?
That'll be nice to find out. We should do some research and see if they're on track with their scheduling.
Oh, you mean with fixing the rock slide
Yeah,
problem?
weren't they supposed to be done sometime in December?
Well, it depends on whether that's what they're really doing.
What are they really doing,
Well,
John?
it's hidden from view, so we don't know.
Yeah, huh.
I mean, I'm ready
Somebody's
to.
got a drone.
I should call up Trump and see what he says is going on there.
It must be a coal scrubbing facility, washing that coal.
He'll make it up. I
When
mean, whatever it is, you know, it'll be made up.
the
So,
when the trains come through, they have to wash it before it gets to
know,
the
I'd be tempted to ask him after he said something, you know, can't you do a little better than that? That's pretty, you know, pedestrian explanation,
No,
Mr.
they just
Trump.
don't. They don't want us to see it because they're washing it in the river.
That's right. Well, that, or they're building a, you know, a military tunnel underneath the river to, so that Biden can escape
Sure.
Or somebody.
Oh, it's where, no, it's where Hunter's going to hide out so they can't capture him.
Oh, Hunter's going to hide out.
Yeah, yeah.
He's not supposed to be carrying weapons. Shit. Anyway.
That's why he's coming to West Virginia.
Oh, God. I don't know. Jesus. I mean, I understand Biden's, you know, sole remaining son is in trouble. He's probably not feeling very good about it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, I don't know. What was he doing over there in Ukraine all the time?
I don't know. If he did, I have no trouble with him getting in trouble. I'm fine with it.
I don't know.
Yeah, I know. As
what
a
about
parent,
that dog?
That
I mean, he couldn't. His dog was not Hunter's. Was it Hunter's dog that was biting everybody in the White House?
Oh, was that? I thought it was.
No, it was, Joe's dog or Jill's dog. Joe and Jill, their dog was. They had several. Apparently, it was more than one dog that had a problem with nibbling on the Secret Service agents, or you know.
Yeah, I'm shocked. You know, this most recent one where they took Commander and rehomed him somewhere. Like they said, he had bitten, not nibbled.
Yeah,
bitten, like 13 people. I'm like, what were you waiting for? How many people had to get bitten? Right. 13. That's a lot.
Well, you know, his adversaries keep calling him Sleepy Joe. Maybe he was asleep. I don't know. I take a nap now, but I mean, he's 4 years older than me. But, you know, so.
Well, and you're running a podcast. He's running a country.
I guess he's running it. I mean, who decided to double down on Netanyahu?
I have been questioning a lot lately, so I'm questioning a lot of the decisions. That's why I turned off the TV.
I know, right? Stop because you watching. Just wonder whether there's an unseen force. Say, for example, the meeting between Biden and Xi that took place in San Francisco. So I was reading the New York Times and the Bloomberg this morning. Mm-hmm. The New York Times described it as a thaw in which Xi came begging Biden for help.
Huh.
Bloomberg says Xi came with a list and got everything he wanted. So you have no idea what happened.
Right.
I mean, two major media outlets in your own country give diametrically opposed and don't explain any part of it. Well, what was actually on Xi's list? Well, what was the begging of Biden?
Yeah, none of it makes sense. Everything I've read is very ambiguous.
Yeah, so we
at best.
God help us. Mm-hmm. Hopefully they're not going to blow each other up. So, but maybe that's the best thing to look for. And another news, our senator is headed up across the country to search for the middle and to find if there is one.
I didn't watch his speech. He sent a speech out on his, are you part of his email list that you get his newsletter?
Yeah.
I didn't watch it, but there is a speech about his decision.
Right. So,
did you watch it?
No, I read his. He made some pretty lengthy statement. I don't know, a couple of paragraphs. Mm-hmm. I read that. I didn't listen to the whole thing. You know. I mean, you know. I'm okay. I'm fine with it. Frankly, go out there. Let's see if there is one, Joe. I mean, if there actually is a middle, a bunch of people, you start drawing crowds of thousands of people, which seems unlikely to me, but whatever. We'll see what happens. I don't think.
Yeah.
I don't know what it. I don't know what he's. What's the goal? I mean, there has to be some tangible goal in mind, because Joe doesn't sound like a kind of guy to me that gets involved in things where he knows he's going to lose.
Right.
He doesn't sound like that kind of guy to me.
But. No, I don't think he at this point is going to put himself in that type of situation. I agree with you. That's, yeah, it's a bit of a scratch your head moment.
He wants to win something. I don't know what.
Yeah.
You know.
Maybe
he wants to knock Kamala off and be the vice president.
Hmm.
But how does Biden get elected by knocking Kamala off and he loses the black vote? Okay. Can he win without the African-American vote? I don't think so. I'm not sure.
Right.
I doubt it. Okay. So I don't know how he's going to do that. But Joe must have a plan of some kind.
Which Joe?
Manchin.
Yeah.
And I assume it's a plan that his friends in the energy industry support. That
one would think. I can't imagine it any other way.
That's where the money would come from, I'm sure, in that no labels thing. Although I see that Bloomberg is involved. There's, I don't know what he is now. He was the fourth richest man in the world. Or fifth.
Mm-hmm.
He's a smart guy.
What do you think? He's going to throw his hat in again or just be involved?
I think it's difficult for the billionaires to straight out run. I mean, they get in the problem.
Right.
They see what Trump did, okay? And he won, you know, but boy, I mean, the wrecking ball and the, you know, fascist kind of outlook and, you know, all the bullshit, you know. I mean, he doesn't know how to him. I mean, truth is that he's a salesman, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And these lifelong salesmen are all the same. I mean, that you telling a lie, what is that, you know?
Yep. Long profession as a snake oil salesman.
Yeah, I mean, we used, and in software, it got to be crazy because they'd hire people who had a big, you know, Rolodex list, right? Oh, you know a lot of people in business. Great. You know, can you help sell software? And they, of course, lie to you and say, sure, I can sell anything. You know, and so they would come back with, got $1 million deal. Wow, for a startup company, that's a great deal. You know, mm-hmm. What's in it? Well, it turned out what was in it was a whole bunch of features that weren't in our product. out of four big hits that he made, three of them didn't exist. And so we had a big argument with him. And, you know, you all just add a few things in there, you know, add a few widgets, whatever. Sure.
Coming soon.
We'll write a whole new piece of software for every single customer. You know, they can all have their own. None of them will ever interoperate or upgrade. Nothing. But backward compatible, forget it, you know.
And when we do have it, you'll get 2 months free.
But when you turn your computer on, you'll get a bright red light, not like other people. So, anyway.
Yeah, it was fascinating. I dealt with Xfinity recently. And don't make the joke. I did have to have a manager call me. And so when I talked to the manager, it was, I mean, you may as well have been talking to a robot. All he kept saying is, ma'am, I understand. I think I should be able to help you too. But they took these things away from us. We don't even have a button to push to make that happen.
Really?
And yeah, I was just like, well, wait a minute. You know, it's 10 days of service that you're just saying I have to pay for when nothing was happening and you're admitting that it was on your end. Yeah, I used to be able to give you credit for it, but we don't have a button for that. They took that away from us.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just the same thing over and over that his buttons were taken away from him.
Well, does your boss have a button?
I was like, does he have a button that, like, gets him to his yacht from point A to point B? Like,
Yeah.
where are his buttons?
I don't have a button for that. That's a what a great reply. Yeah, right.
It was so strange, and
So what so
that's what
you
he answered to
so
everything.
you had to pay for service you did not get.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. Well, send that letter.
He had a button for cutting that in half.
So,
So I'm only paying for 5 days instead of 10 days.
oh, well, okay. Well, you should send a little note to Joe thanking him for running for the center of the country. And by the way, could you, any way you could take care of the fact that I get charged for stuff that
Can you give these people their buttons back, please?
He might be able to, he might want to do something about that, especially since you're
I saw
mine.
really now that I do have Xfinity and TV that I don't really like watching. I saw a commercial that was really fascinating to me, and I was in the other room, so I didn't catch. I'm hoping it comes on again sometime when I have it. I didn't catch the company. I think it might have been US Cellular, but I don't want to be quoted on that. Actually, in clear terms, just like I'm saying, without mincing their words, said, your customer service agents are from the United States.
Was that good news or bad?
I could not believe it. I could not believe it. I was just like, whoa, they're just really going there. I mean, I do understand, at times it's a problem. Actually, one of the things that happened with the Xfinity was the service call I was told was going to be the following day. And because the customer service tech was in India, he got the time wrong. And they did admit that he got the time. The service call was actually the next day. And I had taken the afternoon off to be here. And so they said, oh, with the time difference, he got his dates mixed up. And so, I was like, well, you're a pretty big company. You should probably train your people on time zone differences. But I, at the same time,
Good
just,
luck.
you know, I'm, I guess I'm somewhere in the middle on all of this, but I could not believe that there was an actual commercial on television that kind of promotes this,
Well, they're getting a lot of bad press.
they are, I know,
You
I
know,
know.
I mean, and the economic nationalism, I guess that's what Biden calls it. Actually, he used it to start a Cold War again, but whatever. I mean, it's interesting. See, I think my own opinion is that we let the globalization thing go just full bore free during the 70s, 80s, and 90s, and we didn't take care of a whole bunch of people that got left behind when manufacturing, a lot of them got exported to all these low-wage countries.
Right.
And we didn't do anything. We got the great mantra, oh, don't worry, the market will take care of it. And I think what it did was it gave us a base in the working class for Trump. For
Oh, of
the for
course.
that for people who got grievances, they got left behind. Nobody gave a shit about them. They ended up with worse jobs.
Oh, yeah,
Whatever
definitely.
wreckage in the families that you're sure, what happens when all these families get less money. Well, that's gonna the blame game is gonna go all directions.
Of course.
And all it takes is some Nazi like Trump to come along and start appealing to the grievances, right? And it doesn't matter what he says the solution. He doesn't plan on solving any of it. He's just using, you get people, opportunist forces that know people are unhappy, and they, hey, I'll be your soldier, thing. So. And I think we paid the dude. So now you got another thing. I read a study that last week, again from Stanford, from these guys that are running OpenAI, 30 million, is it 30 or 40 million jobs will be heavily impacted by artificial intelligence. And the way they did this was, it's kind of interesting, this study was, you know, how do you, where do these numbers come from, right? So what they did was they had GPT chat 4.0, that's the newer version, I guess, take all these standardized tests that students take. Okay, all kinds of both certification tests and trades, as well as college SAT scores or graduate record exam, LSATs, all these things. So they set up a deal where the chatbot could take all these tests, and then they compare their performance on various skill sets with either high school or college graduates, you know, depending on what the level.
Sure.
And but so it didn't look very good from the job perspective. I mean, you were talking about, let's see, what was it like, in half the jobs in the United States would have at least 10% of their content that could be trusted to be handled by bots of one kind or another. And in 20% of the jobs, there was 50%.
That's frightening, yeah.
Of the things. So, you know, you got 167 million in the workforce, or 176, can't remember which one. Anyway, and, you know, you do the little math on that. Let's see. 10% of that workforce plus, you know, 50%, you know, times the fraction involved, and you end up with 35 million people.
Sure.
That, you know, so probably not, you know, there are a lot of other factors besides just that, you know, but nonetheless, that gives you a sense of what the skill set of the chatbots, you know, are either at or very close to getting at.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I think AI is going to be one of the Thanksgiving around the family table Thanksgiving conversations this year.
Think about if you had a what do they call it, a nurse practitioner.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Suppose you had the equivalent of, let's say, a recent graduate from a nurse practitioner, not a lot of experience, but graduated from college, okay, or nursing school or whatever. But if you had a person of that skill, but you could have them interface with a million people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's, considering the state of the world health situation, that's a pretty powerful and potentially good thing, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, you know? Yeah.
So you don't have to be against innovation to still have a moral position, do you, that we should not leave people behind.
Right, and I mean,
find
that's,
for him to
that's
do.
Where I keep going to is, you know, in all of the conversations about progress and politics and where we're headed, we aren't doing the balancing act very well. We are, you know, the greed is winning, you know, and that's where our seesaw is going to continue, with one side being up and the other being way down.
Like, for example, a poll out yesterday, the majority of the people in the country feel worse off now than they did a year ago. But you just look at the headlines on the economy every single day.
It's better
and better. Full employment, it's great, it's booming. Look, the auto workers got a settlement. you know, blah, 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 the UPS, and this and that. But the truth is that in the auto workers, they caught up from the impact
right.
of inflation.
Right,
they
exactly.
didn't actually move that far forward, okay? And that's true
right.
of all these other people.
Catching up doesn't mean forward progress always, yeah.
And then I saw this morning, you know, a friend of mine who writes for the People's World, hell, it's a communist paper, and she's saying that inflation's going down. Yeah.
Yeah, those headlines started yesterday.
That doesn't mean prices are going down.
No. No, exactly.
They're still going up, but slower. And, you know, I mean, you go to the grocery store and you say, wow, I was going to have a steak dinner, but look at that steak, just $25 a pound or something.
Wow, it's gone down to $24. I've got to buy it now.
All right. Oh, man.
Well, on that note, I've
got you
got
to get to work.
Waiting for me, and mine included. He knows right. that it's a play date morning. So I will be enjoying everybody in my life this coming Thanksgiving. I will be thinking of everyone that I care about and that is still on this side of the dirt. And I'm grateful for you, John, and I'm glad that we get together on Fridays.
Me too.
I may be traveling next Friday morning if we want to just plan
that's
on
true.
Starting.
Yeah, why don't we should probably skip. Is that Thanksgiving? Yeah, let's skip that.
Because I know you'll be out shopping for Black Friday.
No, actually, I won't. The last place I would
go.
So
that puts us back starting on Friday, December 1st, and that'll be a fresh start for us. And,
okay, let's see. By the way, if you have any, is it time to get your daughter on and talk seriously about her campaign?
Yes. So we will start all of that.
Give that
we'll
a
take
shot.
Next Friday.
Also, let me know if she wants to be asked certain questions, you know. So, before
sure.
we say something, you know, hard or difficult, well, I'd like you to get her, she can take off and do her thing.
Yeah,
she
needs the challenge. She, her website's almost up and running. We had a content meeting yesterday evening, and so she will be, by the 1st, she may be ready to be our guest that day. If not, I'm sure it'll be one of those Fridays in December. So that'll be exciting.
Okay. All right, pal.
Okay.
Take care of each other. It's late, but everything comes next. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
One, two.